Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
That's the real deal. That's Matthew Kotler. We played some of Matthew's work, and he's really good at the guitar. You can check out some of that stuff, track it down on YouTube. Mr. Kotler, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Have you heard, Matthew, that J.J. McCarthy's working on his fundamentals and mechanics?
You know, there were whispers about that at TCO Performance Center, and thank goodness I'm out here every day because I got my ear to the ground and I did hear something about it. I will say that I believe I am now qualified to be a QB guru, and unlike J.J. McCarthy's QB guru, I will not be calling Chris Carter a bleeping clown on Twitter.
Yes,
so
yes.
I think that he should hire me. I have now heard so much about what he's supposed to do that I can train him this offseason.
I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, Carter, who has an opinion, he's probably my favorite sports guest I've interviewed, and he probably is the sports guest I've interviewed the most over the years. One, because he's Chris Bleepin' Carter, and two, because he's willing to say stuff. And he just basically said what we all know, that J.J. was a mess until the final drive. And then in comes the coach, explain to folks if they missed it, how it was out there, and then it vanished.
Yeah, so Chris Carter, just to tell the whole story, Chris Carter responded to somebody who was praising McCarthy's final drive by saying, did you see the other 59 minutes, which I think is what we all thought.
With a thumbs down, right? He also,
right. Yep. Right, and Chris was at the game. I'm sure he flew in or whatever. I'm sure it was not like a happy experience as it was for no one inside that stadium. And as you said, you know, Chris has been a TV analyst and all those sorts of things and is opinionated. He's also one of the greatest Minnesota Vikings of all time, if people didn't know that. The quarterback guru that JJ works with tweeted at him and just said, bleeping clown, only of course he said it, and included the clown emoji, which, you know, there's such an easy way to say what you want to say is, hey, man, like, let's cheer for JJ. That would have been so easy. No. And then the guy doubled that. So no one really cared. Like, everyone was so upset about the game. It was like, whatever, man. That's stupid. And then he comes out with an apology several days later, and it's this long apology in which he tells the world or reminds the world that he called him a bleeping clown and puts the Vikings logo
yes,
on it.
Right.
Then another gaffe. And then he tweets that he's been told to take it down, obviously, because the Vikings are not endorsing this apology. And, of course, my first thought was, oh, that's why he needs so much work on his mechanics.
Right, exactly. Okay, so we got to jump in deep. When he's telling us that the principles and the core ideas and how he's being taught to play football in the quarterback position is very new and very different. Part of me gets it. Okay, part of me gets it because, you know, The college system is different, although I think that quarterback turned head coach might have known a little bit about the quarterback position in Jim Harbaugh. So that baffles me to some level. And then we're sitting here in late November when I know he was hurt last year, but he was around this team. He was around the team all off season, the various mini camps, training camps, and we're still incessantly talking about his fundamentals. And even when he's walking his dog, I mean, he's adjusting. He has to adjust his neurological pathway. I am just baffled at where he was fundamentally and why this is such a massive challenge. And I also get, as a long preamble here, I apologize, where people who are great still work on their fundamentals all the time. But Matt, it feels like he's just learning these fundamentals as it goes along.
Yeah, so it's really tough because when you say stuff like that, you sort of walk into everyone's jokes and also everyone picking apart your comments.
Yep.
I read all of that as, please give me more time, everyone. I think that's how I would put it. And, of course, yeah, it's new in the NFL for him because it's new for everyone in the NFL.
Right.
I have a story coming out about Donovan Jackson, and he was telling mm-hmm. me he learned a lot of new stuff. Like, this isn't a new thing that young quarterbacks have to improve their fundamentals and technique of throwing the football and things like that. And I think what everyone reached a point last week when they got great pass protection, the receivers were wide open, and they were still just being wildly overthrown, that it was like, okay, there's really no excuses left other than to just beg for time, which is what I think Kevin O'Connell has tried his best to let the fans know, and I appreciate that he's done this. Like, this is what we're working on, and these are some of the issues, and we think that we can correct them and so forth. And what I hear from former quarterbacks, whether it's on TV or former quarterbacks that I know and I ask, is that something like that is not correctable during the season. And remember, he did not have a true off season because he only started throwing in January. So it's really hard to get those things locked in. But I think there's another couple of things that are more disturbing to me than just footwork,
mm-hmm.
which is the velocity of the football.
Yes.
This is an issue.
Correct.
That you cannot tell me that every coach who's ever worked, even the dumbest guy who tweets out the stupidest thing, must know
yes.
that you're not supposed to be Nolan Ryan. Like,
yeah.
you have
on
to,
every throw.
Have to, right, you have to know that. So even the worst QB guru could tell you that you're going to have to put touch on the football, and yet still he throws a check down to Aaron Jones as if he's like throwing a harpoon through his body. It's like, dude, this might not be something that is correctable. It might be something that he just doesn't have enough natural touch. And we're talking about the great quarterbacks, 99.9 continuous percentile of, you know, hand-eye coordination and stuff like that. And you know this as a very good golfer that you are, that there's people who do things that you could never imagine, even though you're really, really good, because they have that touch. They
mm-hmm.
have whatever,
exactly.
whatever it is that we don't understand. And I don't know how you work around that. And their answer is, hey, if he gets all the footwork right and everything else, that we can improve that. But I am concerned about just the fact that it has made very, very little progress in the main areas that we've known about since he came out in the draft.
100% right. This is Matthew Coller, Purple Insider. Tremendous stuff all week this week. Absolutely worth checking out. There are things, whatever the activity that we might be a part of and then dismiss us, then these folks at the elite level, and there are times you hear from accomplished people where they say, I'm so worried about fill in the blank that I'm neglecting or I'm slipping back in other areas. And I sometimes, and watching that game and actually going to that game and just even in person, those overthrows looks even worse if you're at the game where he's so thinking in his head, fundamentals, where are the hips, where are the shoulders, where are my feet, where's my base, instead of there has to be some naturalness to it. And he can't just let his instincts go, so that troubles me. And then I heard somebody talk about it, and then I went back and read stories going back leading up to the draft, And among the skeptics, and there were plenty of people really liked him in Michigan, but among the skeptics, the 2 points were he just hasn't thrown the ball a lot because of the uber talent they had at Michigan and the way Harbaugh wanted to play. And also, his accuracy at Michigan wasn't up to the level of some of the other guys in the draft. And, Matt, I always worry about the guy who comes out of college, who's lauded. A lot of these things you can figure out. But if you're having accuracy issues in college, the idea that you're going to have that pinpoint accuracy on a somewhat regular basis you're going to need to have to be a top-10 quarterback, that just doesn't happen very often at all.
Right, and if you are, and I know we just saw him get beat up last night, but if you're Josh Allen, you're 6'6", 250 pounds,
yep,
and you're one of the top five running quarterbacks in history, you can certainly work around some of that stuff. But it's much harder when you're 6'2.5", and you don't have the physical gifts or the running ability. He's a good runner, but he's not Josh Allen. He's not Cam Newton or some of those guys that have worked their way through it. The thing that what I can't figure out is a lot of accuracy is to do with just timing. So you hear KOC talk about it all the time. And Kurt Warner, I did a story with Kurt Warner before this year about accuracy and how to, you know, throw properly and stuff like that. And Kurt was talking about putting the ball out in front of wide receivers and letting them run into it, which requires the timing of the offense to be, I mean, dead on, right? And you saw there was one particular play that was really concerning to me where Jefferson is coming out of his break. And if you put the ball out in front of him, he's going to catch it and run for 20 yards. And McCarthy doesn't throw it on time, then just goes to a different read and tries to just heave it down the right side. And two guys almost pick it off. And it was like, oh, he knows he was supposed to hit Jefferson there.
Yep.
But then it was a, uh-oh, I missed the timing, so now I'm just going to try to take a crazy shot. The same thing happened on the other interception where Naylor was breaking wide open, but he missed the window to hit him because he was just late on seeing it come open. And for a lot of young quarterbacks in college, receivers are just open the whole time.
Yes.
They're just not covered that closely. You can wait until they have presented themselves wide open. You have the hashes. You've got lots of room to run, and you could put it out there, throw it right on their body. In the NFL, you got to throw to spaces and let your receivers run into it. And I don't know if you can learn that in 5 games. And that's the thing about McCarthy. It's like I see a player with a ton of talent and a really great attitude about trying to get better. And he's been working his butt off this entire year. And you can tell how bad he wants it. And I will not be one that makes fun of him for saying I'm number 9 getting out there or whatever else, because you can tell how bad the kid wants to be great. But I think he's put in a position where he needed to be great right away when his actual skill set was much more of someone who needs 3 years of development like Jordan Love. And the timing did not match up. And I think the Vikings, because he's so good in practice and because he gets it intellectually and he's got, you know, maturity, that they thought this is going to work. And they missed kind of the forest through the trees of he can't get these fundamental timing things down yet.
This is why we have Matthew Coller on. Just great stuff. Check out Purple Insider on a regular basis. Let's get to other parts of this Vikings team and talk about their opponent, the Packers. Coller, right back with us here on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Vikings and Packers Sunday. Every Friday, Matthew Collar from Purple Insider joins us. So let's discuss turnovers. I think a lot of people have heard these numbers. If they haven't, I'll just remind you. The Vikings defense, three interceptions so far through 10 games. For all 17 last year, they had 24 that led the league. They forced five turnovers against Cincinnati in that blowout. They have four turnovers total in the other nine games. The Bears are great in this area. They lose by two. They were minus two versus the Bears. O'Connell's, what is he, 33-4? If they're even or plus in turnovers, what is your theory on? I don't think anybody expected them to be as successful as they were with interceptions last year, but a lot of what brings praise to Flores is many things, including the complexity he shows in pass rushes, in coverage, in uncertainty, where a quarterback thinks he has a spot, doesn't have a spot. Well, that's not happened a lot when you have three total interceptions through 10 games.
Yeah, I mean, I think in terms of the fumbles, that you could definitely say is some luck. I mean, the last 2 weeks, quarterbacks have dropped the ball right on the ground.
Yep.
And Caleb Williams even kicked it around a little, and they still didn't get it. So that, to me, is a little bit more on the those things come and go. But in terms of interceptions, I think a lot of that just has to do with the quarterback schedule. If you look who they were playing last year in the AFC South, you got – you know, an interception or two against Joe Flacco. I'm pretty sure Will Levis gave him one or two. Kirk Cousins gave them a pretty key interception by Byron Murphy that he overthrew somebody right before he got benched. There was a lot of quarterbacks who were turning the ball over like crazy. Now go through this year's schedule. Let's see, early in the season, you know, Atlanta is running the football most of that game, and Chicago doesn't turn it over very much. Caleb Williams, I think it's one of his best traits. He doesn't turn over a lot. Jared Goff has been historically pretty good at this. Lamar Jackson is really good at not giving you the football. I think that has to do with a lot of it. And overall, I mean, if you're not playing from behind, why would you take any risks? If you're the Chicago Bears, and I know playing this way almost blew it for them, but if you're ahead by 16-3, like, are you throwing into tight coverage? Are you launching the ball down the field? Are you doing anything crazy? Of course not. This is the ripple effect, and why I always think about quarterback wins and people who dismiss them. You're like, well, you know, not so fast. Your quarterback performance is the best predictor and also has a ripple effect on every single thing you do. If you rank 30th as a team, which the Vikings do right now in team quarterback rating, the other team is pretty often in a position where they don't have to do anything risky. And that's why when we talk about early in the year, oh, you know, they're giving up all this run game and stuff like that to Bijan Robinson. Well, of course. Atlanta's up in the game, and they're just going to keep pounding forward, or Pittsburgh's up in the game. So it has an effect, I think, on absolutely everything. And then there is a bad luck factor. They've had a few balls that are tipped up in the air that don't get caught. But I think playing from ahead and other teams being desperate last year caused a lot of that, including when they were at Lambeau Field and Jordan Love was behind three scores early in the game and he's throwing the ball wild like crazy. Yeah, you're probably going to pick it off, or somebody's trying to make a crazy play and you're going to knock it out.
So let's talk. That's a perfect transition to talk about the Packers. How do you assess the team as a whole and also Love, right? I get how they logically, because he didn't play early, their timeline was sped up. This is the whole Darnold McCarthy situation, and they saw enough where they gave him significant money. And he does have moments, but if you give him that type of money, and let's go with that top 10 quarterback idea again, I don't see it enough on a consistent basis. Now, I don't feel like he's surrounded by great skill at the wide receivers. I mean, the Watson kid, what does he play, two games a year? It's absurd. What is your view of them as a legitimate contender? What's your view of Love? And then also, what about LaFleur? Is it way too soon to say he's playing for his job this year?
If they miss the playoffs, there's a chance because his contract is up and they have to decide what they're going to do with him because there's new leadership there. So that's in play. I think with Jordan Love, his low moments look so bad that it could kind of fool you a little bit to making you think he's worse than he actually is. I think Eli Manning was a lot like Jordan Love. When the downfield stuff is not working, the guy just looks really bad. And when it is working, he has the capable of getting super hot and looking really good. I also think for this year's perspective, it's interesting to me that, you know, Tucker Kraft, who was an all-pro caliber player, tears his ACL, and suddenly the coach looks like he's about to get fired and the offense doesn't work as well.
Yeah.
Also, you know, their best offensive lineman, Elgton Jenkins, is out. Clearly, Josh Jacobs, they ran him into the ground as so many of those running backs who were so great last year, Saquon Barkley, even Jahmyr Gibbs has not been the same. Jacobs has not been the same. I think we're seeing the effects of that. Derrick Henry, of those teams leaning heavily on these running backs, and now it's not even clear that Jacobs is going to play. So the supporting cast around Jordan Love, I think, is pretty bad overall, and that he's more of an up-and-down type of quarterback that Matt LaFleur tries to rein in by having him throw a lot of short stuff, screens, play actions. And I think in doing that, trying to reduce the amount of variance from the offense, knowing that they have a really good defense, but that also can result in some low games, low-scoring games. And if you let, you know, if you make one mistake, then Cleveland beats you, or you make one mistake, then Philly beats you. And for me, under their current state, they have a good enough quarterback to be in the playoffs. It would be really hard to see them running through the playoffs, just missing these key pieces. And I also think at some point, they have to make a real effort to get a number one wide receiver for Jordan Love. I know they drafted one in the first round, so I guess I shouldn't say that. Like, they tried, and Matthew Golden hasn't become that. Or he has to develop into that, or they have to go outside the building and get somebody because they just do not have that one person that they can lean on time and time again for him.
About a minute left with Matthew Coller, Purple Insider. They make the enormous deal for Micah Parsons. From what you see and from the individuals you talk to, has he lived up to the expectations and the multiple number one picks they gave up?
100% yes. Yeah, he has been a top five player in the entire NFL this year. Their defense is as good as it gets. I don't think that the other defensive linemen have lived up to their expectations. Like, Rashawn Gary is not as good as he once was. Lucas Van Ness is kind of a bust top draft pick for them, or like just a mediocre top draft pick. And getting rid of Kenny Clark did matter. I'm sure Garrett Bradbury was like, what the hell? You get rid of Kenny Clark before I'm not there anymore? But it matters. Like, the Vikings can run against this team for sure. And, you know, Parsons is good against the run, but he's not. Like, that's not what he's there for. As far as creating pressure, he's second in the entire NFL in quarterback pressures, getting sacks, causing disruption, forcing the opposing team to use three players to try to stop him. He has been that great, and he gives them a chance every week. I just don't know if the rest of their roster is quite complete enough for them to be there with the Rams and the Eagles at the end of the day.
Great stuff, man. Enjoy the weekend. We'll both be watching the game. I'll check out your info, and we'll talk next week.
All right. Wish me luck driving to Lambeau. It's always super fun.
Well, there'll be so many dinner options, too, right? All right, man. Be good. Matthew Coller right here. It's a busy Friday for us. Are we going to go more jeers or cheers with Rochelle, do you think?
I'm feeling like we're going to cheer it up today.
You think we're going to cheer it up?
It's been gray this week. We're going to lift people's spirits.
All right. Rochelle Olson from the Star Tribune next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're going to cover a number of topics, including many of the points Rochelle offers up today in the Star Tribune. Cheers and jeers. Of course, she's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello. Hope you are well. In the days after we last chatted, the Speaker of the House, Lisa Daymuth, jumped into the gubernatorial race. This had been out there for an extended period of time. She finally said, hey, I'm going to jump in. This is the right time. What did you think about the timing, the video, and do you have any reaction so far how this is played with the Republicans and the other contenders at this point, with obviously a long way to go?
Well, first of all, I can't believe it's been that long since you and I have talked.
Yeah.
But, okay, wow. Well, it feels like a blast from the past now. I mean, clearly I think it's pretty clear she's quickly become the favorite. She was the minute she got in. And I think it also helps that she has chosen Ryan Wilson as her running mate. He did quite well 3 years ago, I guess, in the state auditor's race. And he also seems to have quite a bit of connection or sway, whatever you want to call it, with the Republican delegates to the all-important endorsing convention.
That's probably the biggest point of it, right? In trying, I don't think a lot of people are going to get excited about the lieutenant governor. But if Wilson, who did come very close to winning 3 years ago, if he helps her get any discernible number of votes, then he becomes a big asset.
For sure. And he also, I mean, he's also just like a very pleasant guy, smart, nice. I mean, he built a lot of goodwill in his auditor race. He got to know reporters, which, like it or not, kind of goes, gets you somewhere a little bit when you actually speak with reporters and are friendly with them, which seems to be a lost art some days. But yeah, we've also seen in the last couple days or so, she's now saying that she is likely to abide by the GOP endorsement, which, of course, a person can change their mind at some point if they don't get it. But that's also signaling that she wants it. And I mean, I think it's also important. Let's not forget, what was it, a decade ago? Tim Pawlenty, really well-known guy, lost in the primary to Jeff Johnson, who had the endorsement when Pawlenty didn't. And Pawlenty outspent him by
a lot.
I don't know, a lot. And Pawlenty has a great reputation. I mean, people know who he is. So it's kind of, I don't know if you'd say it's the whole ball game, but I also have to assume that the people running against her now are going to try to go for a no endorsement. I mean, we're talking, this is months away. We have months to talk about this.
So let's talk about if she wins, her opponent, because we have another person indicted with Feeding Our Future. We have this other story about potentially money being directed towards Al-Shabaab. The fraud issue is just going to be enormous next year. Kristen Robbins, another one of the contenders, has organized this fraud committee. She'll be a part of it in the session. Do you think right now, from his answers, at least at this point, Walz is ready for this, has the message, and for the independents who may have voted for him once, if not twice, but are really uncertain and want to hear how he is going to explain his accountability in this, does he have the right goods to convince them that he's not as responsible as some of us believe he is, and that going forward, they have a better system set up?
Well, I think you've sort of landed on the open question. I mean, I think I wrote a column about that perhaps in the interim since we last spoke, but he seems very reluctant. I mean, I think he needs to come out and at a minimum acknowledge that people are appalled by this fraud, right?
Yes.
But he seems
angry,
appalled, whatever you want to call it. And I haven't seen that from him, and I don't have any reason to believe he's going to do that anytime soon. Although apparently it was recently just Fraud Awareness Week, apparently at state level, but he's in, the governor's in Europe, so he may not be aware of that either. Ooh, that was kind of nasty.
Huh.
But anyway, I feel like he needs to do a better job of owning it. I mean, and it's not like, I don't think Tim Walz wanted this to happen, but he was the governor
and
while it happened.
It's unending.
You need to maybe express a little outrage about it yourself. I'm frankly a little similarly appalled that more Democrats aren't expressing outrage about it.
It's a game that now is played. And we were talking about this a little bit with Major Garrett last hour. If someone is on your team, it's as if now if you admit they were culpable for something, or they did not set up a system, or some level of corruption kept going and going and going, you now have to, like, stick your head in the sand. You have to act like, well, we're not going to talk about that anymore. We're going to talk about – because then you're not on the team. And it's a joke.
Right.
You're allowed to still – if you're a Democrat, you're allowed to say, if my choice is hypothetically Lisa Daymuth – or Tim Walz, I'm going to vote for Tim Walz, but also say, this is beyond unacceptable what has happened in our state, and I understand 100% why people are angry, furious, appalled, whatever the term is about it. You know?
Right. I agree. And I mean, even just that's absolutely correct. Like I was saying, I don't know why we aren't hearing more Democrats expressing, well, being upset about this, but it's because that, well, they're on the team kind of thing. But I mean, we all know, take it to a personal level. I mean, human beings make mistakes. Human beings disappoint us all the time. Just because you're upset with someone doesn't necessarily end the relationship, right? I mean, it's
no, it shouldn't.
You still, the best relationships are the ones that require work or that you work on, and they need to, they need to own this, I think. And I'm appalled that they're not.
Yeah,
so
I agree with you 1,000%. Let's pause. Let's put Rochelle on hold. Let's talk about part of what she included in Cheers and Jeers. Some positive stuff, some other items that earn some jeers. Rochelle's a great guest for us. Check out her work, startribune.com, on a regular basis. Where am I going later today? Yeah, I'm going to Stretch Lab. I need it. The body's telling me you need some help. You need a flexologist. You need to find one of the dozen-plus locations in the metro area, and I have. Stretch Lab for me started in 2019. Now, I see it more often than not at the Plymouth location, but Dave's got one in Woodbury. Jay's will be on later. Maple Grove, they're all over the place. They have trained specialists who went through months of training. Some made it, some didn't, and they're out. And by the way, if they don't live up to the standard, they're good at Stretch Lab is saying, you need to adhere to this specific training method they use, which involves a lot of resistance. And yes, we can stretch at home. We can't do the resistance without another person. And that's what they provide, just a little bit of what they provide at StretchLab.com. Start with that first 50-minute session. Feel better. You'll tell friends about it. You'll become a regular like me, StretchLab.com. I'm here to praise Rochelle's paper this week. We've had a couple of the guests on. Reed Forgrave's story on addiction, on opioids, on a family ravage was an absolute must-read, and Reed was great with us. And then we had Andy Mannix on yesterday, and Andy on the abuse at this church, northern part of the state, once again looking away, the culpability of the individual, the other leaders, the questionable decision by parents. Really good stuff in the paper, and I'm glad you also profiled, because I think this was a Reed story also. We all know Tom Burnett Jr. and what Tom and the others were a part of with United Flight 93 rushed in the cockpit when it might have been headed for Congress, might have been headed for the White House. And then to read the story about what Tom Burnett's nephew Devin did when he was in the building, in the church, with annunciation with the attack, was an absolute must-read and just a testament to Devin O'Brien, and really a testament to the Burnett family once again.
I agree.
Did you want to elaborate?
Well, I guess I didn't hear a question, but yeah, I mean.
Well, it's kind of a back and forth. We're kind of having a conversation.
Okay, yeah. Well,
see, the dog wanted you to respond sooner. Oh, the dog's upset, yeah.
Yeah, I know. No, that was, I mean, to me, it was just, I mean, it was a beautiful story. And it was, this doesn't happen very often, but I was like crying within the first three paragraphs. The power of the example set, not just by Tom Burnett Jr., but obviously Tom Burnett Sr., the whole family.
Yep.
It was very powerful about how you interact with people, the way you live your life. And obviously Tom Burnett's life was too short, but, it gives me chills really just thinking about the legacy that he left and that, it was just clear that, that his nephew didn't hesitate.
No,
and,
not for a second. Yep.
And it was just the whole thing, but also the way Reed painted the picture with the kids in the school was, I mean, it was really hard to read again, but
yes.
Then you see that this person immediately felt that be a helper. And so we have had some dark days, but it's also good to hear, obviously, that there are people whose impulse is beyond good. Right?
Well, we all can hope that if in that position,
right.
we would rise to that level. But when it's completely unexpected, when bullets are flying, when kids are severely injured, maybe the two kids we lost are already dead, we honestly have no idea how we'd react.
No idea. And that was also what was striking here is it wasn't, it just, he instinctively it was like he was going to do what he could to help regardless of what price he paid. We don't know how we'd react. It was powerful. It was inspirational. It was all the good things in one story, even just this awful story.
Let's go to your guy, Pete Hegseth. I know you're a big Pete Hegseth supporter. This isn't the first time the two of us have talked about him. I think it's also telling, before I get to kind of the core of what you wrote about, when we have this this agreement, well, this really one-way agreement where the U.S. is negotiating with Russia and then basically telling Ukraine what's going along, that it's somebody within the Defense Department who's delivering the information, not the Secretary of Defense.
Right.
Not Hegseth.
What is going on?
Yeah, well, because he's not competent for the job. That's what's going on. We both know that. And so you're going to talk about here what is going on with our strikes in Central South America. With so much going on, I don't fault somebody who's living in your town, St. Paul, who's not paying attention to what's going on, where obviously the drug issue is enormous. The leadership in Venezuela is dubious, to say the least. But as we continue to fire and kill people on boats in the water, it seems like we should have a little bit more knowledge about who's in the boats, a little bit more communication between Congress and the public about this. But anytime Hegseth, first of all, he rarely appears. He's so angry. He's so confrontational. It's Fox News talking points. It's silliness from the guy.
Well, but he always, whenever he does appear, he always has that U.S. flag little scarf in his pocket so that we know he's a true patriot.
Yeah.
The
first one.
The bombing, the killings, I mean, that's... Due process is supposedly foundational to our justice system. Now, I understand that the president and the defense secretary or war secretary, whatever he's calling himself now, don't necessarily view that these folks on the boats deserve due process. But we're going to, you know what's going to happen. We're going to find out, sure, maybe some of them are drug dealers, but I mean, they're just indiscriminately killing people. I mean, and so what? If they are drug dealers, they're still entitled to due process. And also, by the way, isn't part of the issue with the drug trade the U.S. demand for drugs? Somebody else is just going to fill the hole in terms of providing us drugs, whoever's buying these drugs.
Let me jump in because we've got about 2 minutes left. What bothers you most about the U of M, the leadership, Fairview, and what's taking place right now?
What bothers me the most is all of these people, especially at the U of M. This is a land-grant institution. These people are highly paid to sort of safeguard and shepherd. And this institution is supposed to be the flagship. It's supposed to be setting the example. And by the way, also training generations of the next generations of physicians. And yet they're acting like, they did it in private and blah, 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 blah. And you have all these very highly trained, skilled, experienced doctors who I believe would be acting in the best. I mean, that's their oath, right? First, do no harm and to take care of their patients. And now we're in this big, for lack of a better term, pissing match with the administration. And there's so many people who have made so much money and nobody seems to be able to figure it out. And they're supposed to be setting a good example. They're sort of at the pinnacle. And yet we're in this big mess and pointing fingers. And it's like, get in a room and figure this out.
Thank you. You had 10 seconds. Tell me one fun thing you're doing this weekend.
Oh man, I can't do it on the spot. No,
yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yeah.
I'm gonna walk my dog with la-di-da. That's all I got. I'm sorry. It's sunny though. I'm in a good mood.
There
so,
you go.
You know.
You've run out of time. We'll talk next Friday. See you, Rochelle.
Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.